Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 290 of the Professional Book Nerds Podcast, presented by Overdrive. This is Jill. Hi, Adam.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
It's moving day.
It is moving day. Okay, now, to be fair, for me, this is not really that big of a deal.
Yeah, also, I should have clarified, because for longtime listeners, you may know I'm building a house. Not my moving day.
Fair enough.
Not my moving day. No, it is office moving day. Our office has spent the last 2 years prepping, designing, and expanding our office with some gorgeous new office space that's connected. Obviously, it's all one big building. So everyone's moving around. You and I moved like 10 feet.
Yeah, pretty much.
But we sit next to each other now.
We do sit next to each other now.
As opposed to slightly next to each
other. This is my... So, for context...
Yeah.
How long have you been here, Adam?
I've been here 8 years.
How many desks have you had?
Okay, is this...
Okay, how many have you been in this building?
In this building, I have had, I want maybe three. I think just two, though. I think two.
Been here 3.5 years. This is my fifth desk.
So many desks.
I was just on a team that moved a lot.
You're on a team that is now our account managers that had a million of you. And so you guys frequently had to move to adjust and change who you were, what territories you were working with. And all sorts of stuff. I've been on the marketing team this whole time, but it's a big day of celebration for me because if you walk into the upstairs of our office, the first desk you see is mine. I'm basically like the upstairs receptionist. I am
pretty
so
much.
Happy to not be the upstairs receptionist, but suffice to say, it kind of turns into like recess. Everyone's moving around and going to see the new side of the office and all sorts of stuff because despite the fact that they've been building it, it's a construction zone for the majority of that time, so none of us could see what was back over there. It's very cool.
It is very cool.
So
today, to start just like scheduling meetings over there for no reason.
100%. I actually was joking with someone like all of the new meeting rooms are still going to be booked up because we're all going to want to use those just to be over there. So yeah, today we're talking about audiobooks.
We are talking about audiobooks,
which is very near and dear to my heart. We had on Robin Witten from the Behind the Mic podcast. That was my computer in the background, if you guys heard it. Robin Witten from the Behind the Mic podcast, which is part of Audiophile, who Overdrive is a longtime partner with. They're wonderful. If you're not familiar with Audiophile, they're a phenomenal place to get audiobook recommendations and reviews. And I know she dives into her podcast and what they do, but basically they're a daily podcast that gives really short and cool audiobook recommendations. And they just this month released their best audiobooks of the year. So we had Robin give us some of her best audiobooks of the year.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
That's what we did. Yeah. Again, it's kind of cool. They have this, I believe they have five different people.
Yeah, they kind of rotate.
Yeah.
And they're sort of, sorry, I don't mean to keep cutting you off.
No, please do actually.
They have, yeah, I think she said five people and they're all sort of a little niche, you know, so they have someone who likes to do all the mysteries. And someone who does, you know, like YA stuff. And so, yeah, you can just go get quick little few minute episode every day with a new book.
Yeah, it is. It's a super cool idea. I'm jealous that I thought of that kind of idea. It was a very good job by them.
Could you imagine doing an episode a day, Adam?
If it was like 5 minutes, maybe. Not the way we do it, but.
Of course, to be fair, they can probably front load a lot of those.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they probably sit down and record like all of them once a week or something
and
like that.
And just release them slowly.
Yeah. Speaking of audiobooks, right now I'm listening to Eric Idle's sort of autobiography. Eric Idle is one of the Monty Python crew. And it is hilarious. Highly recommend.
Speaking of audiobooks, just last week I finished Samantha Irby's We Are Never Meeting in Real Life.
Mm-hmm.
Equally hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be BFFs with her now.
I don't want to be BFFs with Eric Idle, but he's very funny. He does a lot of things in here where I'm like, good Lord. they couldn't do the things that they did when they were coming up now, but it's very, very fun. Highly recommend. So if people want to get a hold of us, how can they do that?
Go to our website, professionalbooknerds.com. There you can get all of our social links. We are on Instagram and Twitter at ProBookNerds. We have a Viber community where you can come chat books with us. And you can email us directly at professionalbooknerds@overdrive.com.
Yes, and this will be our kind of last call if you haven't listened to a recent episode. Next week, a week from today's episode, we're going to be doing kind of gift-giving guides in the sense that we are taking requests from people. So you tell us either the people that you're shopping for or shopping for yourself, the books that you or they are interested in or really just their interests in general. And we are going to bring on some of our other staff librarians, because Jill's one of our staff librarians as well. We're going to bring on some staff librarians and read off a bunch of those and offer book recommendations. So, again, email us, tweet at us, however you want to get in contact with us. We had a bunch so far, and if we get a bunch more, that's awesome. We'll get as many of those in as we can. So they got really excited. I went over and suggested to a few of the people who have been on before, and they're like, oh, my God, that sounds amazing. And internally, I thought, it's amazing because now you guys will pick the books out. So
that's true.
So they will be librarian recommendations.
Yep.
Anything else you think people should know about?
I think that's everything.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'm going to get back to moving my desk. And I hope you guys all enjoy this episode of the Professional Book Nerds Podcast. Hi, everyone. It's Adam and Jill. And today we are joined by Robin Witten of the Behind the Mic podcast, brought to you by Audiophile. Audiophile has been a partner of Overdrive's for a really long time, and we've been doing a whole bunch of stuff with them. So when Robin emailed us to talk about podcasts and audiobooks, it was obviously right up our alley. So first off, Robin, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here, Adam. Thank you.
Can you start by giving our listeners a brief introduction to your own podcast?
Sure. So anyone who might not know about Audiophile Magazine, we have been reviewing and recommending audiobooks for more than 25 years, and we've talked about a lot of audiobooks over that time. But just this September, we launched a podcast that is a daily podcast, Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. And we have a small short conversation about one title each day, back and forth between our host and one of our contributors, and then play a sound clip. So very short and sweet. We just thought this was a wonderful platform to add to the way we talk about audiobooks.
I have to say, I absolutely love the format of doing kind of one book a day. I know that Jill and I, when we do our kind of every, you know, twice a week podcast that we talk about books, I feel like sometimes we get carried away and we reference like 30 books at a time, and it's a bit overwhelming. So I love the idea of doing kind of one book a day. Where do you guys, like, how do you determine which content you want to talk about every day? Because that feels like a lot of work to do five a week of those.
Well, we do have four different contributors to the Audiophile podcast. Myself, Robin, and our publisher, Michelle Cobb. One of our editors, Emily Connolly, and a reviewer and contributor, Jonathan Smith. So each of us gets to pick, more or less once a month, we pick five titles that we really want to talk about and that we have some affinity to, so that we're not talking about something that none of us, you know, talk about something you don't know anything about. That's not a good thing. So I tend often to pick mysteries because I like mysteries. Emily listens to a lot of fantasy, and she has young children, so she listens. She picks children's titles. Michelle is all over the lot. She really listens very broadly, as does Jonathan. So we never sort of know what they're going to pick, but they are all very, for the most part, very recent titles. We're trying to talk about audiobooks that other people are talking about.
Sounds like you have a really good group because you're going to be hitting every possible sort of reading interest that your listeners could have.
We hope so.
I will say, for people who may be familiar, if the name Michelle Cobb sounds familiar to any librarians listening in, Michelle has been sending us audiobook reviews that we put on our library blog for, like, literally years now. And also, you guys this isn't about your podcast, but Audiophile also helps us do the audiobook sync program for people who are familiar with all the YA kind of summer reading program that is two audiobooks a week. So we literally, I'm like realizing as we're talking, there's so many layers of stuff that Overdrive does with Audiophile.
Right, exactly. And for the librarian, I have to mention that just a couple weeks ago, Michelle talked about the library book, the Susan Orlean audiobook on the Behind the Mic podcast. And she told a very funny story about when she was a sales rep going into the Los Angeles County Library and having to present a line of audiobooks. So we try to bring these wonderful anecdotes, and for Michelle, sometimes they're about library.
That book is so phenomenal. First of all, we love Susan Orlean here. She's not only is she a Clevelander, but she's also a big Overdrive fan, and we got to bring her in the office. And yeah, that book is phenomenal. And yeah, I imagine it's, I can actually say I know it's doing very well in our libraries, looking at sales and things like that. But before we kind of dive into, because we're, you know, releasing this in December when everyone's talking about best of books, and we're going to kind of dive into some of your best audiobooks of 2018 in a second here. But I guess just like in general for you, we're huge audiobook fans, but what for you makes the experience of listening to books so, you know, kind of special and unique?
Well, to me, Adam, it's the narrators who make the magic for me. I can listen to a brilliant narrator pretty much read me just about anything. And I picked a couple of titles to talk about that really I would not probably have selected them if I was looking through a list or in a bookstore about those books. But once I heard the narrator and the voice of the story, I was hooked, and I follow them anywhere.
Are there any specific narrators that you seek out specifically?
Oh, now you know you're not going to catch me on this one. I love them all.
So Fair enough.
You know, Audiophile has a group of golden voices that we call, you know, they have a lifetime career in audiobooks. They are always, anything that any of them do is brilliant. So I can say that group are among my favorites. And, you know, we also love to see so many younger narrators, new voices coming into the whole audiobook space, hearing someone, you know, we get a review with that gets an earphones award from Audiophile, and then I think, oh, I don't know that narrator. I have to listen. And you make new friends.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you to say one is better than the other for this, but do you have a preference between audiobooks that have a single narrator and those that kind of have like full casts? I'm thinking like, you know, Lincoln and the Bardot or the His Dark Materials audiobooks famously have like a whole cast. So they're both wonderful, but do you prefer one or the other?
Well, I can say, if you ask me, to say one of my all-time favorite audiobooks is the whole His Dark Materials series, mm-hmm. starting with The Golden Compass, because I absolutely loved the way that was done with many voices. But it was integrated so that characters, that first of all, I know because how it was recorded, they were in the same room with each other often, so they were actually interacting when they were in a scene, like we hear mm-hmm. and see in movies, you know, like it's done on the stage, instead of multiple voices that are all recorded in different places mm-hmm. And then mixed together. I would definitely say that the style of his Dark Materials I love that. That's one of my favorites. And of course, I love single narrators. And from time to time, I like audio drama with the full, you know, the full sound and lights effect. Mm-hmm.
That's, I didn't know that they did. Yeah, that they did his Dark Materials like in the same room. That's awesome. I mean, it makes sense if anyone out there listens to it. Yeah. It does. It literally sounds like a radio drama. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. That's really cool. That's good behind the scenes info.
That is.
Well, we try to bring that.
Okay, so let's get into some of your favorite audiobooks of 2018. And for listeners, we're just going to kind of do a little sampling, sort of a little tease to entice everyone to also subscribe to their podcast. So after everyone's done listening to this, if they go and listen to your daily podcast, they can hear everything that you guys have selected for the best of 2018. But how about you give us some of the ones that you really have loved this year so far? Because we're not through the year.
No. And of course, it's always hard at the end of the year because there are titles still coming out that, you know, are really great, but we had to make the decision, early in November with the titles that we were able to choose from. And, you know, Audiophile reviews over 2,000, audiobooks we have this year. So we had plenty of things to pick from, but we got it down to 50 in 9 different subjects. So I'll just give a couple, and hopefully they will resonate with you, because I know we share so much interest in listening.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Okay, so in the fiction category, one of the books that I truly enjoyed this year was Circe, by Madeline Miller and read by Perdita Weeks. And if you're familiar with it, it's a retelling of a Greek myth of the sorceress Circe, who was the one who turned Odysseus's men into pigs once they got on shore.
I read that. I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but we actually had Madeline Miller on our podcast, and actually for listeners, she'll be coming back on. Jill and I are going to talk about theater stuff with her, but yeah, that book is absolutely phenomenal, and now I definitely want to listen to the audiobook.
Well, she, you know, she is known, her first book was the Achilles book, the mm-hmm. story of Troy. And then this year, when I had enjoyed that in print, and when Circe came out, I thought, I really want that storytelling experience, because of course the myth was born in storytelling, oral storytelling.
That's also a really good, like, another big bonus of audiobooks mm-hmm. for, like, things like Greek mythology, and I know that Madeline wrote Circe in such a way to make it more approachable, but audiobooks are awesome for kind of older books, you know, maybe they're classics or things that the language is slightly different, even if it's in like Old English or things like that, or translations. Audiobooks are great for those because you can hear the flow of the structure of the sentences and how things are pronounced, and you kind of start to better understand the context of everything.
Right. Well, actually, there's another a book on our list, and it is Barracoon by Zora Neale Hurston and read by Robin Miles.
Oh.
And that plays completely to the point you just made. That book was by Zora Neale Hurston, has never been released before, and it was written in dialect. So it's written in dialect. And when you hear Robin Miles, who really had to develop how the dialect sounded, because this is African dialect, you know, and she had to work it all out. And she brings it alive with such musicality and such elegance. And, you know, it's just a very tricky thing. If you were reading it, I think you'd probably stop every few words try to figure out what that word was. But because Robin is narrating it to you, she gets the flow. She makes it work. And, you know, you go right along with that amazing story.
I imagine for a voice actor, that would be a really good challenge. I mean, I imagine it would be very challenging, but an interesting way to sort of find your voice, literally.
Yes, I think it's a huge challenge, and you know, some narrators just go for the hard stuff.
Yeah.
Oof, man, that's incredible. That's so impressive to me. Okay, what else is on the list here? What else you got?
So since we're in the world of accents here, I have to talk about Mary Rose Wood's The Long Lost Home, which is the sixth and final episode of The Incorrigible Children of Ashton Place. And that, the last book, The Long Lost Home, is read by Fiona Hardingen. And Fiona actually had to sort of take over the series, which was previously read by Katie Kellgren. Katie did five of those incorrigible stories, and she set the stage for all the characters and the accents, because she's no longer with us and couldn't read the last one, Fiona, you know, took over and really brilliantly honored everything that Katie did, but also she brought it in her own style in a way that is really lovely. So that's on our list of best of the year.
I'd never really considered before how a situation like that would present itself. You know, that happens a lot in novel writing, where a series where the author dies and sometimes another author will take it over. But I guess that, you know, this is a situation where it can happen in audiobooks too with the narrators.
Yes, I don't know that it happens very, very often, thank goodness, I guess. Interestingly, on our podcast, just released this week, we have a long interview with Mary Rose Wood, not 4 minutes, it's actually half an hour, of where she talks about her work, but she also talks about it, such a special relationship that she had with Katie Kellgren, and then she kind of picked up a new relationship with Fiona when Fiona Hardingen had to take on this last and final Incorrigibles title.
There's one other example of audiobooks that I just looked up that I could remember when you're talking about that. I don't know if you ever listened to any of Joseph Delaney's Wardstone Chronicles, like the Last Apprentice series. It started with Revenge of the Witch, I believe was the first one. But the narrator, it's like a YA horror series, and there's a million of them. But Christopher Evan Welch was the first narrator, and he has this really gravelly, very kind of iconic voice in the first few. And then down the line, after he, same thing, tragically passed away, they had to find a new narrator. And I remember listening to them and being a little taken aback, because I didn't realize it. And Jill's right, and you're right. It's so, you definitely, when you're listening to a series of books, you become accustomed to a certain voice. And that's really impressive when someone can go back and match, you know, exactly what the previous narrator had done. Like you were mentioning with Fiona, that's, you know, that's very impressive.
Yes, it is, because of course, as listeners, we all know that it can be very upsetting when suddenly there's a totally new voice, and the characters that you've known in the voices of someone have suddenly changed. It's like all those personalities, all those characters have changed. It can be devastating.
Yeah. Do you have a few more you'd like to share?
Sure. Now, here's a series that has had the same narrator pretty much all the way along, and that is Daniel Silva's Gabrielle Alon series. And the other woman was the title this year, and George Goodell is the narrator and has been for, you know, I don't know, more than 20 episodes. But, you know, I have to say that not only is Gabrielle Alon still globetrotting, but George's narration has, you know, keeps your heart pounding as you wonder what's going to happen next. Pretty great.
I'm guessing this was one of your picks from your guys' your editorial group, because I believe you said you liked the mystery and suspense, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But also in the, and I followed that series for many years, but just recently, earlier this year, I guess I'm a little late to the bandwagon, but I got on to Robert Galbraith. Who, of course, is J.K. Rowling, and her series with Cormorant Strike, the British detective, and this year, Lethal White was the episode. I think it's the third or fourth in the series, and that is read by Robert Glenister, and really spectacular. But I had not. I listened to the fourth one, but now I'm going back.
Yeah, we have a coworker who loves that. I mean, we have multiple coworkers who love that series, but one in particular, and I'm pretty sure she listens to them on audiobook. I think she really, really likes the audiobook versions.
I think she actually does both. She does really like the audiobook versions, but I know she does both.
That's true. She does do both.
She listens to the audiobook, and then when the book arrives, she will read the book, and then while she's at work, she'll listen to them again. So she is in good company. Yeah. She's obsessed with that series. Great.
Well, you know, I had to, when I because I jumped in here on this fourth, I think it is, fourth episode, and I'm like, oh, I don't understand what's going on. So I went back to the print edition of the first one so I could kind of get oriented while I was continuing to listen to the fourth one. It was very fun. I mean, isn't that great that we have multiple formats that way?
Okay, can you give us maybe one more before we, and then we'll make everyone go over to your podcast and over to your stuff to see the rest.
Okay. So here's one. I said that I would talk about a title that where I fell in love with the voice. And, of course, it's a romance, all right? I don't often myself listen to a lot of romance, but I know that there are so many fans. And this is Besotted with the Viscount, by Susanna Malcolm, and it is read by Nicholas Bolton. And I have to say that even in the short clip of Nicholas Bolton reading, I think that anyone who loves a really sexy, romantic voice will be hooked by this. I certainly was, and I thought, well, maybe I will, you know, I will get on this whole series.
I mean, we also have, I know we have a lot of romance listeners here as well, and we're actually just trying to find that one so we can pass that along. I like that you gave us a nice little kind of spectrum of recommendations there. That gives everyone kind of a taste of what they would get sort of every week from your guys' podcast. So can you remind everybody, you know, where they can find your podcast and where they can subscribe and where they can, you know, get all of your guys' reviews and all that good stuff?
Sure, I will. The podcast is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine, and you can subscribe through iTunes or Stitcher or anywhere that you get your podcasts. You can also listen on the Audiophile site, audiophilemagazine.com, where all the reviews and sound clips live as well, available to anyone visiting. And we will be talking about best audiobooks of the year from the beginning of the week of November 26th right through the second week in December, with some interviews with some of the narrators, and also each subject group one a day. So there's a lot of listening for finding all these great audiobooks for the winter.
Awesome. Well, Robin, thank you so much. I know, like I said, we are always looking for more audiobook recommendations, so we will be checking that out, and I'm sure everyone else who listens in will be as well. So thank you very much, and this has been a blast.
Thank you both. It was a lot of fun. Always have time to talk about audiobooks.
WowVegas.com, America's best social casino. With more than 900 free play games at your fingertips, winners say wow when they play at WowVegas.com. Experience the real thrills of Vegas at home or on the go. Claim your free coins today at WowVegas.com.
WowVegas is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details. WowVegas.com. Where you're